You're listening to SBS News.
Mr. Shorten fought back tears after an article in the Daily Telegraph accused the Labor leader of excluding parts of his mother's career to embellish the family's working class roots and his political chances. During the ABC's Q&A program on Monday, Mr. Shorten spoke about how his mother wanted to become a lawyer but instead accepted a teaching scholarship because her working class background made it difficult to study without one. And Shorten worked as a teacher for three decades and later gained a PhD, studied law as a mature age student, gained a Supreme Court prize, and eventually became a barrister. But Mr. Shorten says as a woman in her 50s, his mother faced discrimination as an older worker and struggled as a barrister, finding it hard to get briefs.
I choose to give you that last bit of the battle of her time at the bar because my mum would want me to say to older women in Australia that just because you've got grey hair, just because you didn't go to a special private school, just because you don't go to the right clubs, just because you're not part of some backslapping boys' club, doesn't mean you should give up.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison described the article as upsetting, saying he understood that Bill Shorten would have been very hurt by the story and extended his best wishes to the opposition leader who lost his mother 5 years ago. As the day progressed, the focus moved on to the economy, with Mr. Morrison saying Labor's mismanagement of jobs and budget responsibilities remained a critical issue. Visiting Sydney's western suburbs, Mr. Morrison talked up his government's economic credentials.
Now is not the time to go and embark on a massive economic experiment, massive big new spending, massive big new taxes, you know, turning everything on its head. That comes with a big price, and Australians will pay it, not just for the next 3 years, just like it was when the government moved to the Labor Party in 2007 from John Howard and Peter Costello. It's paid for it for more than a decade.
Mr. Shorten was in the highly contested seat of Gilmore on the New South Wales South Coast, backing up his pledge to help farmers. Dairy farmers under financial stress because of cheap milk prices are being promised support from both sides of government. Labor is offering farmers a minimum farm gate milk price if Labor wins the next election. Speaking to farmers in Gilmore, Mr. Shorten says he wants to change the relationship between Labor and farmers.
If I get 3 years as Prime Minister, I'm going to redefine the relationship between Labor and the bush, between Labor and farmers. Farmers are all told to hate Labor. But, you know, the reality is, for a lot of commodities in farming, you're getting sold out by your own leadership and you're going backwards at a rate of knots. And I think that the more time I have in the job and invest the time, and I'll come back and we'll talk, you watch me, you give me half a chance, I'll fulfil your hopes.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the Liberal Party's organisation has dealt with a candidate who linked same-sex marriage to paedophilia in a 2017 radio interview. Lawyer Gurpal Singh is contesting the safe Labor seat of Scullin in Melbourne and told SBS Radio during the marriage equality debate that same-sex marriage was unnatural. He also linked it to paedophilia. Mr. Singh has since apologised for the remarks. Scott Morrison was asked what action he had taken against Mr. Singh.
Party organisation dealt with that.
What did they do to deal? What did they do to deal with it, Prime Minister? What did they do to deal with it? If you said that they've dealt with it, what did they do?
Yeah, his candidacy has continued.
Still in the job, though, that means that you think that those comments are
accept that.
Labor and the Greens are downplaying a decision to preference an anti-vaccination campaigner above the coalition candidate in an electorate with one of the worst child immunisation rates in Australia. In the northern New South Wales electorate of Richmond, Labor and the Greens' How to Vote cards instruct their supporters to put Tom Barnett of the Involuntary Medications Objectors Party ahead of the Nationals Party candidate. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says he supports vaccination and the decision to preference an anti-vax campaigner in Richmond was made by the local branch. Peggy Chakamalos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.